You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Real sports talk for real fans with real opinions. The Fan, 101.9 FM and always streaming on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps. It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan, WFAN.
Let's do it quickly. I mean, the Yankees want to play around all night, cutting to my show. I'm not going to have a lot of time. So let's get this thing up and running, open, fast. We'll get to your calls at 888-808-1019. There's a lot to talk about, but I got to kind of condense things. The Yankees win, but, you know, they want to go on the roller coaster. They want to lose a bunch of times, come back, win, I don't know, bail everybody out. Never easy with these New York Yankees, but you'll take the win, back-to-back wins. As we are now approaching Thursday, July 31st, trade deadline, the last day that you can trade and add to your team. I tip my cap to the Mets. We'll get to the Mets in a minute. The Mets are winning the trade deadline right now. After what was a rough day, I thought, for the Mets, getting swept, you know, not having Juan Soto, Alvarez having to leave the game today, and Yu Darvish absolutely shoving against the Mets and them not having more than three hits, and they struggled a lot of that game, and then they make the move for Tyler Rogers. And at first, I'm like, this is an overpay for Tyler Rogers. You gave up one man's trash is another man's return for Tyler Rogers. And, you know, the Giants are a team that's on their way to face the Mets in Citi Field. So I felt like, hey, you're helping a team that's, you know, trying to get into the wild card and you're about to face, but whatever. I still think it was a good move. And you know what I say? A move looks better with another move. And the next move came from the rival Phillies, where I'm like, oh, checkmate. You know, the Mets get swept by the Padres. They lose to San Diego and they lose to Philadelphia too, because Yoan Duran gets traded to the Philadelphia Phillies, and you're like, okay, they just one-upped them. But then here comes David Stearns, always working and lurking in the shadows, and boom, Ryan Helsley. And it's like, okay, hold on. Gregory Soto, Tyler Rogers, Ryan Helsley, and Edwin Diaz? You come a far way from the Dickie Lovelady, Zach Pop, Chris Davinsky. You know what I'm saying? We'll get to that in a minute, but I know the Yankee fans want to get on the line at 888-808-1019. It was Cowboy Hat Night in the Bronx. If you went to that game tonight, good for you. Hopefully you didn't leave. I mean, maybe you had to leave because it went late. The Yankees find a way to win 5-4 in 11 innings. And there was a point where they only had, you know, two hits. They had the same amount of hits as they had errors at one point. And I'm sitting there in my house thinking, this is pitiful, man. The Tampa Bay Rays aren't even a good team. You know, after the news of the day was the Yankees getting Austin Slater. Yeah, move looks good with another move and another move and another move. But when are you going to make a move for some pitching? You know, I understand Austin Slater. We'll get into that a little bit as well. But, like, that wasn't a move earlier today that got any Yankee fans to say, oh, now cash is cooking. It was just another move. And really, it was a head-scratching move because it made you think about, why do you need all these outfielders? What's going on? But anyway, you go into this game tonight, the Will to Warren on the mound, and shout out to Will Warren. Will Warren goes out there, goes six innings, six hits, only gives up one run, four Ks, does the job. Will Warren is a whole rookie. And, you know, he's been solid for us this year for the most part. There was some talk about with Heel coming back, who's coming out of the rotation and whatnot. Is he going to be sent down? I don't know. But tonight, he did his job. But the Yankees' bats, again, without Aaron Judge, it just consistently feels like, man, without Aaron Judge, their offense is nada. You know, without Aaron Judge, you know, he just affects pitchers and he affects the game so much. He affects managers, whether they're intentionally walking him or pitching around him, or if they actually challenge him and he's able to break a game open, he affects the lineup. Like, the Yankees look completely different without Judge. But I'll say this about the Yankees as we get, you know, into, like, the little things of the game. They're also missing his leadership. They're also missing just, you know, his being. The team goes as he goes, and I feel like they're still kind of feeling it out this week about who's supposed to step up, who's supposed to get the job done. And there's a few guys tonight. We'll do the big shot of the night when we come back from the first break here. And there's a few guys that it could be. Cody Bellinger, man, I've been saying Cody Bellinger, I'd like to see him finish his career as a Yankee. I know there's some things that have to go on. I mean, some folks were talking about trading Cody Bellinger. There is no trading Cody Bellinger. Next to Judge, he's looking like the best player on the team. He's looking like MVP like he once was. What a steal. Cody Poteet for Cody Bellinger. Like, that dude is a Yankee, man. That dude is fun to watch. A good ball player, a good hitter, good outfielder. And, you know, he helps lead the way. Trent Grisham, quiet as kept, but clutch as hell. How many clutch moments has Trent Grisham given us? It makes this trade deadline even tougher. Now, I understand the thought about trading Trent Grisham, but man, I mean, he plays a plus gold glove center field, and he brings his bat cool, calm, and collected. He hits home runs to tie the game or take the lead when you need it. Trent Grisham, he is him. You know, even Stan getting it done. Stan got it done to give us the lead. Three strikeouts, but, you know, maybe if they keep him in the lineup and stop, you know, playing games, as you saw Stanton and Judge earlier today in right field, catching fly balls, whatever, I don't know. Jason Dominguez worked a walk today, but Jason Dominguez, when he made that play, going up against the wall in left field, put his cleats in the wall, went up to make that play. That is a game-saving play to keep that inning at only one run given up. And, you know, I knew Yes Network had showed us him practicing in left field going to rob home runs. I remember thinking he needs to practice going to the left center gap, not, you know, up to rob home runs. He's more likely going to have to make plays in the gap. But, hey, he was ready for that one tonight, and that was huge. Ryan McMahon, as I talk about the team having two errors and two hits, Ryan McMahon had that early error, and it's like, oh, he is human. But he's been solid, man. It's good to have a guy like that on this team. And obviously, he gets to play hero tonight, walking it off for the New York Yankees. He had two hits and the game-winning RBI. But yeah, as I get down to these guys, and shout out to, you know, Ben Rice, too, walk machine over the last few days. And made a really good play at first, obviously, with Simpson, who's the fastest guy in the league. That play that he made early in the game to snag that ball and throw it to Will Warren, that was executed perfectly. But as we talk about execution with these guys, man, I don't know what the hell goes on. I don't know what we're watching sometimes. Why is it so hard? Why are the easy things so difficult for the Yankees sometimes, man? It's frustrating as hell. Volpe again. And what a crazy night for Volpe. What a crazy couple nights for Volpe. He must be in some type of Twilight Zone fever dream. He must be having an outer body experience. He can't throw the ball to first base. And you could say Ben Rice should have scooped it. And I thought it was hilarious, right? They take Ben Rice out of the game to put Goldie into the game late. It was like, oh, we are now thinking about, okay, we got to make a defensive replacement here to put Goldie in the game to scoop the ball in the event that Devin Williams keeps the ball in the infield, which he didn't. But we're making a move to say, okay, let's put the better first baseman in, a defensive replacement here, just in case our shortstop skips the ball off the ground again. It's every night now, it seems. When will it end? When will they end it? We've reached insanity levels. Doing the same thing, expecting different results. 888-808-1019. But what a wild game is. I'm just from the top of my head thinking back to things, you know. Volpe skips that ball, and it's like, come on, that's 16 errors now. But in his last 11 games, he's got 5 errors and 6 home runs. He can't stop hitting the ball out of the ballpark. What a clutch homer. Like, the kid hits that homer to left field, drops his bat, hops, skips. Electric. Electric. And I guess it kind of gets him out of the doghouse and makes up for the bad throw. You could say, Ben Rice has got to scoop that. Like, why? We shouldn't have to scoop. We shouldn't be talking so much about, oh, that's a scoop that should be made. Throw the ball in the air. But, yeah, Devin Williams on the mound. You knew Devin Williams was due for one, right? You just knew that. I don't know. People are hitting me up. Oh, Devin Williams. I don't know. It's always an adventure with Devin Williams. Devin Williams has been good. Well, I don't care who you are. Walking guys never helps. And, giving up a single. And then here comes Lowe to the plate. And it's like, yo, are they going to lose this game like this? Are they going to lose this game off of a blown save? Devin Williams, another blown save. 3-2. Yeah, no, it was a Junior Caminero walk, and then Caballero pinch runner. What a weird game. Caballero looked like he, like, twisted his ankle or did something going back to the base. Yeah, Josh Lowe homers. Just stays fair. 3-2 Rays, and it's misery. It's, man, I can't believe they're going to blow this game like this. Devin Williams, trade him. I know you guys have been talking about trading Devin Williams this week. You can't do that, honestly. It's like Luke Weaver. Not for nothing, Luke Weaver isn't what Luke Weaver was. All the Dream Weaver, Weavy Wonder, Luke Sky Weaver, all that stuff. He's like, he's just a regular dude now, for the most part. Well, he comes out there and holds him to one. And
you know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your Fit says it all.
Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Austin Wells, I don't know if he was drunk. I think in the post game they were talking about the first base coach. Oh, I screamed. I'm like, no! What? How does that happen? You're on first base. How do you not know how many outs there are? How does that happen multiple times in a season? Remember, Dominguez didn't know how many outs there were when he was on second base. How do you end up... how do you end up not knowing how many outs there are or thinking that there were two outs when Grisham lays down the bunt? Why would he be laying down a sack bunt for the last out of the inning? I was like, this can't be life. This can't be real. Are you drunk? And then why are you walking back to the dugout undoing your I don't know, bro. I don't know. Bailed everybody out tonight. Bailed Austin Wells out. Bailed Volpe out. Bailed Devin Williams out. Bailed everybody out tonight. Cody Bellinger with the triple. I don't know what to say about that game. 888-808-1019. It's good to win. Back-to-back wins. Especially since the, Blue Jays came back and rallied and won that game earlier against the Baltimore Orioles. The Orioles were this close to sweeping them. And here the Yankees sit four games back. Here the Yankees sit two games up in the wild card, the first wild card. And we approach a trade deadline where we're waiting for arms. Like I just said about Devin Williams and Luke Weaver, you need reinforcements. You need some other guys. Shout out to Brent Hedrick. Appreciate you. And even Yeri De Los Santos, who popped up this week out of nowhere. Didn't even know he was on his way back. But you need reinforcements. And the resources are drying up. You know what I'm saying? Because I just talked about in my open, Duran from Minnesota going to the Phillies. And I remember talking about last week how the Mets and the Yankees and all of baseball, but the Mets and Yankees specifically being in the same town are going to be, fighting for some of the same guys. And David Stearns is cooking. David Stearns has got three solid arms in that bullpen. The Yankees haven't added one yet. And I thought that that was the priority. I thought that was the main need. Hey, this bullpen is in shambles. These guys are overused. Tim Hill, we see Tim Hill tonight. Tim Hill is just an old guy. Like, I'm ready. Whenever you need me, put me in, coach. But yeah, what is Cashman cooking? You guys know Brian Cashman is a buzzer beater type. You know he's a, wait till the last couple hours, the final hours till pencils down tomorrow. But what if there's nothing left? I'm sure we're going to hear that Brian Cashman and the New York Yankees didn't want to part ways with some of their top prospects. You got to give to get. That's what Philly did. Philly's like, hey, prospects are suspects. We were in the World Series a couple years ago. We think we can get back with this team right now. It's about right now. And that's the same thing for the Mets. They gave up what they gave up for rentals. But so what? They feel like they have a team this year that can get back to the NLCS and get further to the World Series. And, I can't hate on anybody for going for it because nobody knows. The trades you can't. You can't grade a trade today. We can say, I joked and said that they got fleeced because they gave up Gilbert, one of their top prospects. But you know what? Even thinking about him, what does David Stearns think of, the prospects he inherited or guys that, Billy Epler got? Those aren't his guys. This is his second year. Stearns has some relationships, man. I don't know who he knows, but I know people know him because he's able to do some stuff in the dark. There's no leaks. There's no rumors, really. Then boom. Like the Ryan Helsley thing today, I'm like, that's a huge W. That came out of nowhere, and everybody was in on him. I think they said there was up to 12 teams in on him. But yeah, Cash, you got to strike. Do something tonight. you know, do something tonight. Why not? I mean, the Rays are here and they're working. They traded their catcher. The first game of the series, Zach Little goes out there and goes 5 innings, 2 hit, shutout baseball, 4 Ks. They traded him. You know, maybe right behind the Mets, the Cincinnati Rays are cooking. They get, or Cincinnati Rays, the Cincinnati Reds are cooking. They get Little from the Rays and they get Key Brian Hayes. But yeah, we'll talk all about the trade deadline. We'll talk all about what the Yankees still need. I also think they need a starter. You better be able to pull Sandy Alcantara at this point. Don't you have relationships with the Marlins? I'm sure you do. You know, you traded with them for Jazz Chisholm Jr. Augustin Ramirez is over there. You traded with them for John Birdie 2 years ago. Call him up. Call him up. And for the Mets, like, they're saying the Mets aren't done yet. And I'm like, if the Mets aren't done yet as far as adding bullpen arms and relief help, what the hell are they cooking up? Are they thinking that, hey, none of our guys go longer than 4 or 5 innings? You know, we just lost to the Padres and they threw a bullpen game. We got beat by the Dodgers last year, who got all the way to the World Series throwing bullpen games. Maybe David Stearns and Mendoza are cooking up to say, yo, we can win games throwing bullpen games. 888-808-1019. It's about to get real interesting as we get closer to this trade deadline. And, you know, what I was saying, I'm tipping my cap to the Mets. I am. We might have to learn how to speak Mets this October, Yankee fans. I hope the Yankees make the moves here. But, like, as of right now, they've made marginal moves. Ryan McMahon is a good third baseman. Glad to have him. Ahmed Rosario, especially if you're not going to use him to spell Volpe. Austin Slater, okay. Sending Carlos Carrasco away, all right. Those are marginal moves. But, like, teams don't win the World Series making marginal moves. The teams that win the World Series are teams that go and get impact players. You know what I'm saying? Like, rarely do you see a team stand pat or make a couple little tweaks around the margins and win it. You have to add difference makers. You have to add difference makers. And the Mets have. They've completely revamped their bullpen. Hell, if they want to go out and add a bat, who knows? Like, are they still in on Luis Robert? I know the Phillies are. You know, and they're competing with them. But yeah, Stearns is lurking and working, and he's done a lot already quietly. Where the Met fan and the Mets team, I know they got to be fired up. Like, Ryan, just the thing about Ryan Helsley and Edwin Diaz at the back of your bullpen, if you have a little bit of a lead, you're good. You're good. So yeah, shout out to David Stearns. Impressive day today. Wasn't so impressed with the Tyler Rogers move, giving up Buto and Blade Daywalker Tidwell, because I'm like, those are two guys that, you know, pitched in Major League Baseball this year. Buto can be fixed. He could be a starter. He could be a reliever. Blade Tidwell is young. And, you know, Gilbert, we heard so much about over the last couple years. But so what? Prospects are suspects. Another man's trash. Another man's return. And it's not about that. It's about winning. It's about this team this year going for it. The Mets are clearly going for it. They built a deeper bullpen. They might be able to throw some bullpen games, and they still very much could go get another bat and another starter. The Yankees got to put their foot on the gas, but I told you guys a couple weeks ago, don't get your hopes up for too much. Don't set yourself up for failure, because then you're just going to be disappointed when you don't get Dylan Cease or Zach Gallen or whoever else. But like I said, yeah, the relievers are the resources for the relief market. They're drying up. Let's see what happens with, like, you know, Mitch Keller and David Bednar and some of these other guys. I think people are kind of going quiet on Eugenio Suarez a little bit as well. But, yeah, it should be a really interesting day. And I'm not on until 7 p.m. tomorrow for the 5-hour KM to AM. So I want to talk trade deadline with you guys tonight. And I know the Met fan, after being swept, after Soto not being in, after Alvarez not being in, after, you know, some Met fans feeling like, hey, we gave up too much. To hell with that. Once you get Ryan Helsley, a move looks better with another move. Gregory Soto, Tyler Rogers, the Submariner, and then Ryan Helsley, he's a dog. He's going to come out there throwing gas. I think he comes out to Hell's Bells. He's going to rock City Field. Edwin Diaz, like, yeah, David Stearns, he's smart. And I don't know who he knows, but I know some people know him because they gave him a couple pieces already, and he can keep cooking. They're trying to get this Mets team over the hump and back to the NLCS and further. And the Yankees have to act like with this team, which I will say, this team does not give me the feeling of last year, and the American League is not the same as last year. But how many of these game of the years have we had? There was another game of the year tonight, and you can't have game of the year against the Tampa Bay Rays. But at the same time, man, they show you that they can come back, that they can fight. Multiple walk-off wins, come from behind wins, never say die wins, so you can't give up on that team. Brian Cashman, add. You said you were going to town. Don't go to Midtown. We want to go to Title Town.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit SmileGeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.